Chairman. Mr. Chairman, next topic on the agenda is the 2020 and the 2021 lion hunting seasons and hunting district boundaries. There are some changes from the December adoptions. They are all in Region 1. Make female licenses available only on a first choice application. Unsold licenses available through surplus. And then for districts 121, 122, 123, and 124, you see some quota adjustments there. Those are the there are other proposed changes from 2019, but those are the only changes from the December adoptions, Mr. Chairman. With that in mind, we'll stand for questions.
We have a motion on mountain lions.
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt as the final 2020-2021 mountain lion hunting season and hunting districts as presented by FWP, except for calendar rotations and those season elements specifically identified for change. All other aspects of these are to remain unchanged.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. It is a change from the tentative, so we'll take comment on that change only. Any discussion from the commission before I turn it over to the public?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Quick question. I've had a few calls on this issue, and I don't understand it specifically, but with this, will this have a larger take or less? From what I understand from calls I've received, there is concern that we're not harvesting all of the mountain lions that we have permits out for, and that's the question. Are we or aren't we? And if we are not, will this improve the take or will it reduce the take? And is there a mechanism that we can come in with afterwards that would clean up what is not taken?
Commissioner Stuker, Mr. Chairman, I think you stab at the intent of the proposal as it recognizes that circumstances. I know Region 1 is attending. I would defer to them with your tolerance, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Stuker.
Region 1,
Commissioner Stuker, members of the committee, commission, I could not really hear what the question was. You were breaking up on the microphone. Could you repeat that, please?
We'll try a different microphone, but leave the other one on for here. My question was, under this proposal, will this increase the take of the mountain lions out there, or may it might decrease? Some of the comments I've heard were that we are not currently harvesting all of the mountain lions that are available under the permits, and will this improve that, or is there a mechanism that we can come back in with to pick up those that we are not picking up during the permit cycle? The early part, I guess it's we've had some different hybrid seasons and different proposals through the years in different districts. And so I'm just kind of curious. Like I say, I'm hearing those comments, so I thought I'd better ask the question.
Thank you for the question, Commissioner Stuker. So I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding in that these are actually licenses and not a quota. And we issued licenses based on what we recognizing that we would probably not get 100% harvest. And I think some folks believe that we need to have 100% harvest. It's very much like an elk license or a deer license. We do not expect those all to be filled. Excuse me. We do believe that this proposal will allow for better opportunity to harvest, especially those female licenses that are issued. Right now, we do have a few folks out there that view this, the current structure, as a kind of a trophy male opportunity. And if the male subquota closes, they do not go after females. So by separating these two licenses, we can get folks who are interested in just the opportunity to harvest a lion and a little bit better opportunity to harvest females in areas where we'd like to increase harvest. This is also an effort to try to apply a little bit more of a surgical tool. We currently have the monitoring effort that the commission approved a while ago, that kind of mark recapture estimate that's going to give us a better density estimate on lions in terms of our lion population. And we believe this will put us in a better place to address management concerns, whether that be increasing, decreasing, or keeping the lime populations at the current level. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Questions or comments from the commission before I go to the public? Any comment here in Helena on the change from the tentative on mountain lions? Any comment from the regions on the change from the tentative on mountain lions, region one?
We have no comments here.
If anybody in the region has comment, just raise their hand. I can see you. Otherwise, I'm going to assume no. Okay, coming back to the commission. There's no other discussion. We'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.